Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, October the 11th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day, as we're supposed to have some kind of comedic show today. James Catlin and friends supposed to be in-house, but I don't see them. They are not here. They are late, laughing me inside of some kind of quagmire. Oh, they coming? That's them. Laughing me in some type of quagmire. What to say? What to do? What to talk about? The audacity of funny people. Funny people, ha ha. But see, I always plan. I always have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C, D, E, F. Just in case. Me, I want to talk politics. I would have had an open line if they didn't show up. But oh, we get the honorable person here today. Royalty. Humor royalty. I'm kind of excited. I'm flattered that the James Catlin friend people didn't just send me an ordinary person. They sent me a celebrity. So I shan't be vexed. I shall celebrate that this esteemed gentleman, who's no stranger to the show, because he just called the show the other day, right? But anyway, I'll allow him to set up because it looks like he's bringing all kind of equipment and stuff like that. And he needs to grab his mic, right? So we can be able to start his conversation. But we have Aaron Green with me. But I'm not sure if any Bohemian know that Aaron Green does comedy. I mean, she's not funny like me because I kind of have real humor and hers is kind of dry. But Aaron Green was in a comedic troupe some years ago where they do improv. And I'm not sure what improv means, but I can let her say that. And as she introduced who our guest is from James Catlin and Friends. And I haven't known if this is humorous, but let me see if I could say it funny. Earlier during the break, Aaron said, "Cecil, guess who you haven't on the show?" And I said, "Who?" "James Catlin." And I start freaking so how we can do that? Right? But anyway. I said the same thing. Lord, how we can do the seance. But anyway, go ahead, Aaron. Introduce our guest for today.
Good morning, Bahamas. Introducing to you one of the greatest members of the Hanahistie-Tynes family clan, one of the best players in the Yellow Elder, Tom Bird Grand Tennis.
Lord have mercy. You should see him in the club. Studio.
The most insured man in the Bahamas riding up here on a two-wheel scooter, Mr. Chikozie Ejuma, a.k.a. Hunker Chunk.
Hunker Chunk.
A.k.a. this boy got good insurance.
How you doing, sir?
Top of the morning. I am wonderful.
Let me make sure that your mic is up and ready. Go ahead. Try that again.
Bang your line. Top of the morning to you both, Aaron and listen, Mr. Nuri. I hear you with your soliloquy this morning, yeah, as you wax eloquent as always. But top of the morning to you both as well as top of the morning to the world, because y'all don't just service the Bahamas. Y'all just entertain the world. Let me just say that right now. And it's my pleasure to be here this morning. Good morning this morning.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
Good yawning.
It does sound that he's an avid listener because he actually knows the phrases of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, good.
But it's my one good cousin, you know.
Yes, but few people know that we're a cousin, too.
Oh, Shaba.
If you didn't know, if anyone sent you a family tree recently, that would have been me.
Matter of fact, you will be, yes. You were the progenitor.
See, you can imagine. But before we start celebrating and recognizing James Catlin and the troupe and how what it means to the Bahamas, especially the summer madness, because I'm always saying, how come summer madness always come after summer?
Bang.
Right? But I want you to explain all of that and the big thing that is happening. I want Aaron to explain what this improv is, and then we go back to Chakotay.
Okay, so improv is a genre of comedy. It is ad lib. You make it up as you go. Now, there are various forms within the genre improv. Some of it is just live, step on stage and run with it. The form that was practiced by Thoughtcatcher Productions, the Spot 242 and Bahamas Improv Comedy House is a skit-based improv. So for that, the focus is you as an actor, you focus on your character and you build your character. You become your character, right? So I was an interpreter on the news. I had to work out. I had to go to the gym regularly for the insurance to kick in. To interpret the news, I interpret pigeon, I interpret dolphin, I interpret Chikchani and politician, right? And so it doesn't matter what another actor brings to you, mm-hmm. improv, you respond as the character. So the preparation you do is not on the jokes, it's not on the storyline. You prepare your character and you become that person. And so no matter what is thrown at you, you respond as that person. And we talked about in the earlier segment, when you become your authentic self, when you are truly that character, no matter what happens, that character responds authentically because you know them. I become Mary, right? And I become the Mary who went to high school and dropped out early because I had to take care of my daddy because my daddy liked to gamble, right? And so I become that character. Mm. And that's the extent of the preparation. And then everything else is ad lib. You could throw anything at anybody.
Now we go back to you, Chakotay. You're an actor.
Yes, sir.
One of the premier actors in the Bahamas, right? You've been doing this James Catlin thing for a while. But just in case our listening audience hasn't experienced James Catlin and Friends recently, what's happening in that for right now?
Well, listen, man. First of all, we're glad to be back. James Catlin and Friends is the longest running, consistently running theatrical group in the country. Over 40 years, mm-hmm. We've been at it, okay? Summer Madness, we are in our 40th year. But, you know, James Catlin, he used to be doing stuff on TV back in the day, him, Pandora Gomez, some of the other earlier actors and actresses who were with him. You would have seen skits being portrayed on ZNS from back in the 70s. And, mm-hmm. You know, so we grew up on James. And I got the opportunity to be a part of the group back in 1990, I'm going to say 96, 97. And stumbled on it by accident. Because I grew up a shy person, right? But James Catlin and Friends has taken a satirical look at the prevailing issues of the country, are more so the headlines, mm-hmm. right? And we present it in a informative yet comedic way to help people stop and think, what we doing? Does this make sense? And then have a reflective way so we can laugh at ourselves. So all we've been doing over the years is the same basic principle, what's happening in the country, all right? Let's analyze the details of it, have some factual details as it pertains to it, and present it in a comedic way. Comedy helps to soften the blow so people aren't so, you know, people get politicized on every issue. But, you know, if you bring it in a comedic way, it kind of softens it and makes the message easily receivable.
Mm-hmm. Makes it easy to talk about difficult subjects.
Yes.
Right? But humor is a thing that we have used, levity. We've used as a tool in families, in community, even at a personal level. You can watch Bahamians using humor to lighten their day, to lighten the room. I want to say it's almost like Obeah, what a joke could do to a person's spirit, what it could do to the space. In the same way, though, right, the joke also has the power to sort of be demeaning. And so it's important when you're in this craft that you think about the impact, especially when you do an improv, right? That
yes.
you really have to be able to measure what's coming out. But the power of humor and what Catlin Doss did was use that power to make ourselves more palatable for ourselves, right? Easier for us to look at ourselves and to hold that shame and then really examine it. And then when by the time you get in the car, you realize that's me too, you know. But the comedy allows you to be that person who's being examined and to examine yourself without it all falling in at one time.
Mm. Yeah. So, Jacozy, Aaron and I grew up on James Catlin and Friends.
Yes, sir.
Right? We have attended comedy at the Dundas. And one of the theater. What's that, the theater? Shirley Street Theater?
Yeah.
Anyway, we have attended
Performing Arts
Theater. Performing Arts Theater, right? I can call people like Cookie.
Yes.
I can call people like this. The brown skinned lady, I think she transitioned. She heavy set.
Oh, you mean Vivica?
No, I know Vivica. I call Vivica. Of course, she's agreed. I forget this lady from Grand Bahama. I'm sure she was from Grand Bahama. Anyway, my point is, I want to know who all now is in the troupe.
Well,
I want you to call some names to see if I recognize them or there's some new group of people.
Well, we have a combination of new and what we call senior. We've had quite a few members that have passed. Vivica Watkins would have been one of the early ones. We also had, let's go back to who we have. We have myself, Neil Clear. We have Antoinette Knowles, Kim Duncombe, who is the niece of the past, James Catlin. We have, who has a senior in there?
You got to talk right into the mic.
Hope Shelly-Ann Strawn.
Hope Strawn, I know her.
We have, I got the fellas, Dion.
Hold on, Dion from the spot.
Well, Dion Johnson is a part of some. Yeah. He's not in this show, but he is a part of.
The other Dion.
Yeah, Dion from the spot. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. The two Dion from the spot.
Sims?
Yeah. No, Sims.
Okay. I see y'all go. Anyway, go ahead.
Dion Sims, Slim now. You wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Dion the rapper.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be it. We have now, some new folks who've come and joined the ranks. We have Ricardo Forbes. He's called Mr. Beats.
Yeah.
Tamara Stubbs. We have Renisha Smith, new persons. I mean, and they came to the tryouts and they impressed straight out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So the level of talent that we've been able to attract, as well as retain, is just simply phenomenal. And I'm very happy with what we have. We have Nicolette Eldon. I'm sure you will know her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter. Her daughter happens to be the youngest member of the cast. Just graduated from high school, but came in and she represents. You couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. She's a newbie to the stage. All right. So we have a wonderful cast and crew that are part of this year's Summer Madness makeup. And we still have participation and support. You know, Ina Fox, she's tuned in. Rachel Rowell, she's come and attended a few rehearsals with us and helped to coach the younger crew mm-hmm. into what is expected and how you may do things and the norms of theater and stage, you know, stage presence. So we've had a wonderful contribution from young and old. And all of that culminates in what we anticipate to be a very wonderful show.
Let's talk shop.
Mm-hmm.
When is Summer Madness? And I want to know, like, where it's going to be. Because I'm trying now to get back acclimatized to the greatness of what you are. But, you know, I've been disconnected for a while.
Well, Summer Madness begins this Thursday, October 12th. I mean, running through the 14th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Dundas Black Box,
mm-hmm.
which is the theater right behind the main Dundas Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little smaller space.
That's where the one where this guests seem to be inside.
Yes, it's a very intimate setting,
yeah.
And I like that because it lends itself. It gives a more personal touch. It's much more intimate, and people are more connected with you and your message. This is our first time performing in the Black Box. Usually, we're in the main theater, so it has, you know, its challenges in terms of what we would have liked to have been able to do or what we normally do.
Have you done any dry runs? Like, have you had any audience members come in to sit in to assess the difference with the proximity of the audience to the performance.
Yes, we have.
You know, doing improv on that big stage, right? Like, you know the audience is there, but depending on the lights, you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that they're there and you can hear them. But now you acting and these play them right in your face looking for the funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be a challenge.
It could be challenging, but I've encouraged the actors to embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Embrace it. Once you connect with one or two, all you need to do, especially when you're delivering your lines to the audience and especially key lines in your skit, find a person in the audience and just focus on them and just deliver straight to them.
Yeah.
And you will see the reaction right away, and that becomes infectious with those around them. You know what I'm saying?
But that's dangerous as well, right?
It could
because
be, yeah.
With that proximity, people feel like they are part of the show. They can start telling, Bahamian.
Yeah,
we should respond back to you.
Yeah.
You crack a joke and we say, yeah, me too.
And you crack a joke on somebody, you have to be prepared. That's what I like about the Bahamas and comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You crack a joke on somebody, you be prepared for them to crack the joke back at you on stage.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this ain't like the UB talk. We expect that on stage, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we invite hecklers. In fact, in the improv space, ain't nothing we like more than a heckler, because that's not only is that more material, it's relevant material, and now the entire audience is in on the joke. Everybody, thank you for doing that work, sir. Everybody connected to the joke now, right? I put this joke back on you, though.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Do you still record Summer Madness in terms of making it available for people to watch separate and apart from being present at the Dundas?
Well, yeah. During the last two Summer Madness shows, we did that. That's prior to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't set up being able to record this one because of the limited space and what would be required. But what we are arranging to do is to tape the show, but it'll be with a small audience, just so that the camera crew, they have their...
They can move through and get the angles, yeah.
You see?
And usually Summer Madness is who in the Bahamas who attend. I mean, all the politicals, all the religious folks tend to say, I come into Summer Madness because this is the debut, the start of the season, right? Does that still happen?
Yeah, man. So I know I was in touch with the lady from the box office. I know Shane Gibson was inquiring on tickets and trying to eat. There's either Obie's funeral, I think it's this weekend, right in Freeport. And he's trying to make sure that he can get back in time to catch Saturday's show. Who else was calling? The Minister of Education, not our good cousin again.
Yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning.
She's always in attendance. Chairman of the PLP.
Oh, Fred Mitchell.
Fred Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Fred Mitchell is a repeat attendee.
Yeah, he likes art.
He likes the arts. You know? So you always look forward to their presence, and sometimes it. When the actors and actresses see them in the audience, it gives them added fuel, added juice, to just give them something extra.
The one thing I will say about tenured politicians in this country, they understand the role of the cultural stakeholder, and if they feel insulted, they don't ever express discontent with the actors. They understand the function of art in society. And they big up. And I say, that's one thing Fred
Maturity.
Mitchell.
Yeah.
That's one thing Fred Mitchell is good for.
Yes.
Right? That when he is the butt of the joke in a creative, artistic space, he never cut his eye at you. Like, don't talk about me.
Mm.
He appreciates the function of the arts.
Let's talk themes and topics. Usually, Summer Madness, and you said indicated earlier, it talks about topical subjects.
Yes.
You can't hint on one or two topical subjects?
Well, I mean, I can tell you.
What's your plan to talk about?
Well, there's the prevailing electrical issue, the high costs and all that kind of stuff, and the billings. And
you want to talk about trafficking? Because I know who will come if you're talking about traffic.
Well,
BPL, burning people's lives down.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one thing. You said traffic. Yeah, we have something called the traffic cop and the traffic stop. That delves, and these police, they were incentivized.
Oh, there you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To make sure you get tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they finding reasons to give you a ticket, right?
You know, ticket like walk it on. Yeah, yeah. It's 3 miles. I 5 miles from you, sir. Thank you. They paying for school bag.
Yes, indeed. What else are we dealing with? There's the political scenario. There's a
y'all doing a shuffle?
Oshaba.
Y'all doing the shuffle?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this could be nice.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have, we're dealing with issues with the church and, the new legislation that's come being brought down. And
the church have new legislation?
Oh, Shabba, yo, listen to
oh,
me.
Oh, boy.
Listen to me. It's going down. All kind of things. If it was in the news, you can find it in some of my address. That's what I can tell you.
Absolutely.
That's what I can tell you.
Absolutely. Y'all have that, anyway, is when Shark is being one of you Abba trying to bite me.
You serious?
Yeah, for real.
Well, I know that there have been a couple of sightings of sharks there. All right? And I know we have bull sharks in the harbor itself.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's a bull shark or it's just one of the nurse sharks.
I ain't eaten a bull shark in about 20 years.
Since, I ain't been fooling no shark.
Since the Lord changed.
The Lord changed. Since the Lord changed. But that's okay. I have fresh, fond memories of eating shark meat.
What?
Shark meat and rice.
The first time I came
my old man could cook.
Was in Trinidad.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I just said I have flashbacks. That and turtle. I miss it a little bit.
Yeah.
You never eat curry turtle, like?
What it taste like?
No.
Curry like, turtle? Like curry.
No, I mean, you season, it's seasoned. It has a curry taste, but I mean yeah. the texture. And,
well,
and
parts of it has like a fleshy. Then you have that fatty part, right? Mm-hmm. And that fatty part you don't enjoy. You try to cut that
get
off
rid of that.
And try to get that.
That's because it has to be prepared properly.
Yeah, yeah.
I had turtle soup in Suriname where it's not illegal to eat turtle.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was excellent.
Have me salivate.
It tastes a little chickeny, like dark meat chicken,
mm-hmm.
right? But it all depends on how it's prepared.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but let's go. Some of matters. The box office. How much tickets cost?
Well, tickets are $30.
Not bad.
Right? But we sold out.
What do you mean you sold out? You just come here now to tell me and you talk about sold out?
We sold out.
So you bring some tickets with you?
I have a few tickets that I kept just for my people.
For your people?
So I have a few tickets.
Look how, and we had a hasty time.
Look at
right?
how we had a hasty time.
We
had
people. Yeah, we
now, when
people.
You say your people, you don't mean your mummy, hey?
Well, mummy, I said mummy.
I don't want her ticket.
No, she didn't get
that. I want somebody else's ticket. I don't want Chinnery ticket either. You keep Chinnery ticket for her.
I can take his ticket too. You know, but I can eat two. It's just two weeks.
Yes, sir.
That's letting you know.
Yeah, and I don't want a Carol ticket. I don't want an Iris ticket either.
Man, you good morning. No, you never get no ticket.
You need to have all of them there.
You have to come for the next
because,
year.
Look here, ain't nothing I want you all to experience this in your lifetime. Ain't nothing better than a 4 score and 10 gang heckler.
Mm.
When somebody over the age of 70 has decided that they are going to heckle you, buddy, this is the test of your life. I want to say good morning to Mr. Shenandoah Cartwright.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him last night at National Honors and learned that we are now cousins. I want to say, Mr. Cartwright, I know who your cooler is, and I can call an Iris for you if you get out of control, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
3 score and 10 gang carrying on bad.
Yes, it did.
Y'all have rules for hecklers?
Nothing written. We just ask people to...
allow me to hail.
Yeah,
let me hear the joke.
Be respectful.
You know what I mean?
Hear the joke. You know? Let me hear the joke.
And that includes yourself. The phone and it's turned off or on vibrate. You know?
Yeah.
The phone vibrate up yourself. That's what James used to say. Let nice. Your phone vibrate up
now,
yourself.
Now, how to come dress?
You come to see the show. You come to see the show.
How good the air condition is?
Is the air condition? Well, yeah. Air condition.
I have to wear a long sleeve. I'm just making sure how good the air condition is and then... And then I'll know how to dress.
Yeah. I mean, I get come comfortable. I have a feeling somebody can get up and jump up and run out of laughter. Like they can forget where they are.
Let me tell you how not to come dress.
Mm-hmm.
Do not come with nothing tied up.
I understand.
Buttons will pop.
I see we have a caller here mm-hmm. who wants to engage you. So let's do that right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
This is Nuri.
Hello?
Hey, I can hear loud and clear. You might can't hear me, but you go ahead.
Yeah, this park here on top of this hill with this road. This road, you got to stop because you can't drive with these roads. You're going in and out the craters on the moon. But anyway, I was calling to listen to Green, Mr. Green talk about them 70 and above hecklers.
Yes, sir.
Boy, Mr. Green, I want to tell you one story. One time I go on to the Dundas with James Catherine there, and this fella was supposed to be this drunk man, and he come out in this khaki pants. And just below the waistline was all red up on one side to your knee. You know what that was?
Yes, sir.
Urination.
Yes, sir.
And when that crowd started giggling,
it was over.
And boy, he did play with the fella, the damn who was married to the girl who used to wake the Z and S. I forget her name. The actor, I forget her name.
Oh,
look at Miss Green, I can tell you the honest truth. That laughter went on so long when I got up, I had the same stain on my pants.
Mm.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. Look how y'all gonna have to sell Depends for all ages. This is not a senior joke. For all ages, do not play with James Catlin and friends. They will make you test yourself.
Yes, it did.
I'm here sitting here and reminiscing about Hope, Shelley, and Shelley, Hope, right? And her comedic style. I'm here listening, reminded about Valentine Mora.
Oh, yes.
His comedic style, right? I'm listening, thinking about Vivica Watkins and her comedic style. And, you know, I'm smiling and having a flashback that these are icons I grew up with, mm-hmm. whose humor has fueled what, again, the term I use, bohemian. This is what bohemian humor is about. Mm-hmm. And to know that the troupe continues.
Yes.
The indeed. Legend continues. That even though James Catlin has transitioned, there are people who have taken up the mantle to say, hey, the joke goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the joke goes on. That's big news to see.
Now, look here. Cookie could be there. I want to know, are you all putting Junior in the big boy washer? You're going to have a skit on domestic violence. Y'all are just abusing this man?
Well, okay. So there is a skit that deals with abuse.
Yeah.
More specifically, child abuse.
Okay.
But the overarching message deals with abuse itself.
Absolutely. All right?
But that is portrayed in a delicate yet comedic way as well. So it drives home the point that abuse is not welcome by anybody. Yeah. All right. But yes, so we have, and you mentioned Vivica, you mentioned Val Mora. Val, I call Val the Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so he has left an indelible impression on not only myself, but many of the other members of the cast and crew mm-hmm. with his style, his presence, and the way he makes you think. His preparation for a role reminds me of Denzel Washington. They get it absorbed, totally absorbed in the role character they're about to play. So just as you alluded to earlier, so it doesn't matter what comes your way, you still respond to everything in full character.
Mm.
All right? And that's the power of acting.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's all it takes. Now, James Catlin and Friends is typically skit style
yes.
presentation, right? Mm-hmm. But will you have any stand-up comedians performing or improv style skits thrown into the
No. So all of the skits have been theme written. Mm. So there's no improv. They're all just full written skits based on different themes that we wanted to make sure we addressed.
Now, how y'all just remember all of the lines to all of the different skits? Like, you're going to have a character, I imagine, that you're going to be in about four or five skits easily. How do you separate each character and the lines that you have prepared? Mm. Unlike improv, if somebody messes up, the onus is then on you to bring it back and make it work. But when it's a scripted show, how do y'all do that? And how do you bring it back if somebody makes a mistake, they say a line too early?
Well, all right. So the key thing is rehearsals. Rehearsals are key.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And your preparation for each rehearsal. All right. Now, I've been a bad offender at times in my acting history to not memorize all my lines.
Yeah.
But what is more important is memorizing the message
mm-hmm.
and the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't get everything verbatim, at least you know what you're supposed to be saying.
Right.
So if I forget a line, I can't remember what exactly I'm supposed to say, but I do remember what I need to say to bring my person back in tune.
Uh-huh. Right. And to set up for the next person.
For the next, right.
Yeah. You see? It's like a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough out there.
Yeah.
Right. No matter what your partner, how your partner feeling, you still got to love them and you still got to pull the best out of them. You still got to provide. Even if they ain't giving you everything they supposed to give you, that don't mean you can't give everything you're supposed to give. It becomes very intimate because you rely on each other
yeah.
to make each other shine.
Mm. What about the next generation? Right? I know that there is a new cadre of actors. But what about those 18, 19-year-olds? Is there space for them to join James Catlin, friend?
There's always space, and we have for years always opened the doors open our arms to receive them with open auditions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we've been able to attract some wonderful talent. Mm-hmm. All right, and we continue to do so. Like I was saying, even this year, we brought in several new persons. Renisha Smith, she came and she hit it out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
There was another colleague of mine, Katie Roberts. She hit it out the gate. Only thing, she had some scheduling conflicts, so she really couldn't be a part, but she really wanted to.
Yeah.
And I could see she has potential. The youngest member of the group, right, Alicia, listen to me. She's Nicolette's daughter, but she's been around, I guess, coming to the rehearsals. You know, Nikki would bring her with her.
Mm-hmm.
So her just sitting around and seeing what's happening, her seeing what happens backstage, you know, prompting and all that kind of stuff. She's one of the first persons to know the lines for all of her skits.
Yeah.
And she, the energy she brings, you know, she needed minimal directing.
Now, pulling in this young energy, right, is also about not just about longevity and preserving the group, the legacy, but it's also about understanding and incorporating new culture, right, and new formats. What the young people have brought to comedy is shorter skits. I mean, and a part of it is technology as well, right? Mm-hmm. So with new technology, young people and content creators, they're creating shorter skits, shorter bits of funny. How do you incorporate that element, right, into the new performance, that you've got an audience, a part of the audience that knows James Catlin, knows the storytelling legacy, right? Building the story, growing the characters, endearing them to you, the audience. But then now you've got these young people and sort of a TikTok frame of mind where people expect the funny in 3 seconds. They expect the funny in the first minute. How do you incorporate that into the new James Catlin and Friends?
Right. So we now, in the new age has brought in, like you said, brevity of content. Okay. So yeah. TikTok, for example, is 30 seconds. Your WhatsApp status, 30 seconds. You're limited to 30 seconds. You have to deliver your message in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
All right? So even in the workplace, if I'm interviewing people, the same thing. Fine. Yeah. So what you have to do to incorporate in your longer skits, because sometimes 30 seconds ain't enough time to really develop your full message, mm-hmm. all right? So what your skit then comprises of are multiple short segments, multiple message segments that are intertwined to deliver your overall message. So that's how we've been able to incorporate what the current trend is to help facilitate the mm-hmm. ongoing standard and see you shaking your head.
No. Indicating to Aaron, we talk, like with his telecommunications. You see, I was talking to her with my Aaron.
Fine, I see that.
Yeah, you think the government is the only one with teleport machining?
We do that. My question to you is, who crafts the skit? How do you come up with the conclusion, say, this could be what we're talking about this term?
All right, so one thing, James, when James, before James passed, he was adamant about us carrying on the name of James Catlin and Friends,
mm-hmm.
all right? And his contributions to culture and mm-hmm. theater, okay? And it is our job to ensure that we do that. So when we have a Summer Madness production, to ensure that we maintain the standard and quality, we incorporate some of his skits, most of his skits, ready? So we want like a 60-40 ratio of his skits and new skits.
I got you.
But James' writings have been timeless, so we only need to change a few lines here and there and add in some relevant attributes to make it applicable to what's happening today.
Look at this page. Just say James Catlin is the Shakespeare of the Bahamas.
Better believe it.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
You get any award this week? Just asking.
National honors. No, the question is, has he been awarded previously?
He has been. Yes,
he's been given.
Sure.
My question is, national honor or the king's honor, right? Or it would have been the queen's honor.
Yeah, he
would
have got
it. We got to make sure he get a national honor as well as...
No, you got to show shade when you have the opportunity. So that's why I threw that out.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Don't be talking about my cousin.
Yeah.
He's a king, but we still have to...
I just want to make sure our gems are recognized.
Right.
And remind the powers that be.
No. Don't forget Catlin.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. He's done a lot. We've taken James Catlin and Friends all over the world. We've been New Zealand. We've been Korea. We've been Australia, Canada, all throughout the U.S. There was a segment that a portion of the crew that even went to London or England, I guess, to perform. So we've been all around the world advocating Bohemian culture or Bohemianese, as he would
should,
term it.
Should it become political?
Yes. Okay. I mean, go on.
Well, that's why we have him here. So we are now making overtures to have an international body come here and teach you all how to act properly.
Say what?
Huh?
The Prime Minister said that they're creating a creative art school and they're going to draw in the best talent from across the globe. No.
See, I know, I appreciate that. I'm talking about when we bring in the people, off-Broadway people. That's a different Prime Minister. That's a deputy.
Sorry. You mean the Minister of Tourism?
So now that's two different Prime Ministers. But anyway, go ahead. You spin it your way, then I'll spin it my way, and then we bait Jacuzzi. We got to beat him here. Well, I'll beat him.
But look here, I glad you used the grouper today. And
someone got to beat the grouper.
But the question is, how... As a member of Catalan in France, the longest running cultural performance in country, comedic performance in the country and troupe, how do you feel about the vision, right, to create this creative arts school? As a member of the cultural community, have you been consulted? Do you know if people in your space have been consulted, and will it be equally accessible to Bahamian talent at the teaching level as it is to foreigners? Is the government committed to...
You formed that different from how I would have formed that, by the way, Aaron. I would have been more...
Was I too polite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come then. Ask your question, brother.
I want to... You say you're going to travel all around the world to showcase James Catlin and friends, right? But you all ain't Broadway material-like. So we need to bring Broadway here to make sure you all know how to act on an international level. See the different type of traps.
Oh, I didn't know you was going to say that. I get
different type of traps.
Away from the table, because I was going to say, with the experience that the troupe has globally, why is it that your name hasn't been mentioned in the discussion about the creation of a new school?
We can go with that.
And has local talent been inculcated and entrenched in the formation of the new school?
Are you talented enough? That's what I know. You're talented enough.
I hear your music. That's time for you to ask the question, though.
I can take the commercial break, and when we come back, I can let, because we bait you. We're just being devious, right? We can let you come back and explain about the Bahamian talent. Are you talented enough to travel and showcase the Bahamas and say that we reach, we talented? And how we can encompass this with the Prime Minister's vision. That's basically what we want to ask. Hey, man, it's Guiding Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron, for helping me trap Chikosi just now. Right? But we can be right back and allow him time to respond. Be right back.
Have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick, around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
It's the Battle of the Bras, sponsored by, and you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canoe app, Vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have James Catlin and friends, people here in the studio.
Introduce it properly. That clip you heard just now was the submission from what y'all call the JCF Springers and Rappers at the Clement E. Bethel National Exhibition for Adults.
Nice.
They were competing against the Baintown Symphonics from Justice Gardens. Mm-hmm. You notice when he say he traveled the globe, they've been everywhere. Mm-hmm. They even been to Mars, but they ain't been to Justice Gardens because they scared. Because they scared Mr. Newry.
More like they should be scared. Justice Gardens violent. But let's go back.
Because we are the porking champions of the world does not mean we are violent. We just good at our aim.
The woman in Justice Gardens bop.
I mean,
I see how they
he's
walk.
Boppy in your head too.
There's bop.
He's boppy in your head too.
Before the break, Chikosi, we were asking about the talent here in the Bahamas, the talent in James Catlin and Friends troupe, right? Are they noteworthy to travel the world to represent the Bahamas? Do you need help? What is their claim of fame? I want you to expand on that.
Well, first of all, I believe the Bahamas is one of the most talented countries in the world. If you look at our population size, let's start there. 400,000 people, right? We've had people who have excelled in track and field, basketball, the NBA, baseball. We have doctors and surgeons who are world-renowned. We have astronauts. We have engineers extraordinaire. We are a small cauldron of talented people. All right? You asked if the talent is here. Yes, it is in acting. Yes, it is. What I liked, how I can tell you how James Catlin and Friends has helped me personally. All right? I was a shy person. I got into this by accident. All right? You tell people I'm shy, they wouldn't believe you. Okay? But because of what I've been able to learn, the confidence I've been able to develop stage presence. Right? And confidence in myself and speaking. I get a tribute Toastmasters to it as well, right? But it has opened doors for me that would not normally been open, right? Mm-hmm. I have been as far as what's in Switzerland?
Geneva,
right?
The UN?
The United Nations, to perform wedding services for a client who saw me perform in, not Harbour Island, the Berry Islands. I did a performance in Berry Islands. They then invited me to Louisiana. Did a performance there. They'd never seen anything like it before. The man invited me to come do his daughter's wedding at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for my trip and everything. All right? So you ask for the talent this year. What we don't have is sufficient support. We do get some support from persons who looking for advertising. They're looking to, you know, there's a symbiotic relationship, of course, right? But I think the government can do much, much more in terms of supporting culture and the arts. I think the emphasis, Junkanoo takes most of the attention. Sports gets a lot of the attention,
mm-hmm.
right, in terms of budget attention. But I think much more funding could be poured into developing the arts. Because this is an internal thing. Mm-hmm. It's just directly impacting the country,
mm-hmm.
all right?
And to sort of sell that, right? Let's talk about the value of it, why it is that you become a spark in the room that you perform in, right? And it's not just for actors, for puppets, as an advocate, being a part of the sport. Just knowing, I wasn't part of James Catlin and Friends, just knowing about James Catlin and Friends as a member of the sport and the rivalry, right? The competition, who's best, has improved my public speaking and presentation as an advocate. I want to say to people, you have an opportunity to become a part of a comedy troupe. In your Grand Bahama, join one of the acting troupes there, improv comedy troupe. See, here's how you get invited back to things. You spark in the room, right? It's your presentation. We all come into a room to learn, so it's not always the subject matter. It's how you present it. And from young people straight up to professionals, you PhDs, put this on your resume. I have improv training. I have comedy, acting comedy training. It will build your resume. You become more valuable because you bring a charisma to the space, right? You bring an articulation that other people can't figure out. They can't figure out how you connected with this audience, talking about this dry science stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's those skills, the confidence that you learn in that space, and that's a part of the value, Mr. Nuri, and that's why the government not just needs to sponsor it. When you're talking about public service training, your public servants need this type of skills training as well, right? Across the board. It has real value. The Ministry of Education should be trying to figure out how to incorporate this training in senior level, grade 10, grade 11, grade 12, professional certifications. If you were a company and you're trying to figure out what's a great team building exercise, what's a great retreat, go reach out to Thought Catcher, to Bahamas Improv Comedy House, to James Catlin and Friends and say, look here, I need a weekend retreat with skills building exercises for my team. Put it on. Tell us where to meet you. We ready for the work and we ready for the funny. And that's the value.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And you can't exclude like Ringplay Productions. Ringplay
right,
has been pivotal.
Absolutely.
You know, they just had a year of theater.
Yeah.
Where they incorporated all of the
classic,
most prolific, but classic theatrical acts,
yeah,
and summed it up in a year.
Right. They did right? 12 Angry Men, Her, Lead a Horse to Water, you know, Woman Take Two, right? They
yeah.
did all of the classics.
Okay. And we have people in there like Giovanna Hepburn, you have Patrice. Listen, Patrice is one of the top writers in this country as well.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Patrice was in London just now as a part of the prestigious Shakespeare
Patrice Francis,
yeah.
Conservatory, right? And the relationship that Ringplay has built in the world of Shakespeare globally, we got an exchange program. Dion Johnson is gone.
Brother,
Patrice
yeah.
Francis is gone.
Right.
Yeah, man.
And I have another lady, and I need to mention her name, Erin McKinney.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wonderful producer. So I'll give you an example. Last year's tattoo that was done broke all kind of records in terms of attendance, viewership locally as well as internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And the comments, the number of positive comments that came out of that. But that was a production done by Bahamans. All right? Patrice Francis is one of the writers. Erin is one of the producers.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole team that came together, right? Because also the tribute to Sydney.
Yeah.
International acclaim as well. Mm-hmm. All over the world, people were watching that and were able to...
Nuri thought that Tyler Perry was here to see Braven Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry know why he come here.
You see the talent.
The talent is here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's visible, right? You don't have to just come to the black box to see it.
No.
Individually and collectively, it is on display across the globe.
Can James Catlin and Friends do something with tourism?
Well, something...
It maybe works. Works.
Yeah.
Something works.
Something happens.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
We've been approached. We haven't had the meeting yet to see how everything.
They're entertaining the idea.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. possible.
Yes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I like that.
Right. Like, because what you need is it's going to be tourist centered. I don't have a huge problem with that. But, like, you telling American news in the Bahamas to Americans. Like, this is how we receive your news in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And we're giving it back to you.
Right.
Right? It would be a great way to blend both. Here's all of the Bahamas. And we know you too. You're our cousins. That's why we invite you here. That's why you feel comfortable here. Mm-hmm. You know? That's why you can spend all your money here. You just inspire them to want to be a part of the Bahamas.
Yeah, so... Yes, so the talent is here, yes. Now, we need help in making sure the talent has some place to perform. The Dundas is in desperate need of some
material attention.
Yes.
Who owns the Dundas? Is that a government building?
Ringplay Production manages the Dundas. It's their responsibility to ensure the upkeep, the repairs, and the management of the Dundas itself. So most of the responsibility falls upon them. So we are all in a collaborative effort to save the Dundas and make sure we get, I know we need air conditioning. We have a few fundraisers coming up between now and the end of the year.
Okay.
There's some repairs to the roof. We need air conditioning, which is why a lot of what has been happening thus far has been focused on the black box.
Yeah.
But we are still in an ongoing
effort to save the Dundas.
And so I'm going to applaud Ringplay for what it is that they're doing. We have a committee that's been aggressively trying to come up with ideas and get some programs and get an agenda to help get some funding for us. So this is something that we're doing on our own as a group. However, we have to rest this at the feet of the government. Y'all want to do all these big things, but make sure where we have to perform, or one of the places we have to perform, is functional.
Right. And let's talk about national, the importance of the government being a part of this process. And at a national security level, when other cultures entertain your people, when other cultures' stories inspire your people, when other cultures' stories make them laugh, bring them joy, absent of your own culture, you are at a national security crisis level, and you need a space to preserve Bahamian culture. How do young people learn about who they are if they are not exposed to it, if they are not shown it? And let's get this right, if they are not inundated with it, you have to pour it over them. You have to dread. They have to be like the little children on set, scared. I can't. Oh, wait, I could breathe. That's me. When they realize they're drinking in themselves, right? That's how valuable preserving a space for culture is and getting the Dundas back to where it needs to be.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got a text here.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. I'm just want us to remind persons when the Dundas showing again.
Right. So we're this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's it, October 10th, 12th through the 14th. At the Dundas Black Box, which is the theater right behind the main Dundas Theater. It seats about 90 persons.
Okay.
So seats are limited. We're sold out. We are considering a matinee show as we speak for Sunday.
Okay.
And news of that will be forthcoming.
Also, I'm going to recommend go and stand outside just in case somebody don't show up. Yes. And then go and see if you could sneak your head in the door. Still pay, even if you have to stand, but go just in case an opportunity opens up. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event. When I say that, you got to catch it.
Yeah.
You got to be there.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be in the room. That's when the jokes are the sweetest. I have a text here for you, sir. They say, is Glamour Boy around riding his bicycle? I had to read this text because you can't be shy, sir. You ain't even got no windows on your view. You can't put up your window when you're trying to avoid people in traffic. It's nothing you could do, sir. It's can't nothing be shy about you no more.
Oh, Lord.
You got to, that's somebody saying good morning and hello to the greatest tennis player in the history of tennis.
Yes, it did.
Yes, sir. That's reclaiming that. Hannah Hasty Tynes, QC Comets, Chikozy, Hunker Chunk Entertainment could only be the greatest ever. I never see him play tennis. I only know he have a tennis elbow. That's all I know, but he's Hannah Hasty Tynes. And for that, we say you must be the best, sir. But for taking on the leadership and the function. I know you're just a representative today. The whole team brings it together. But thank you for being in the role, supporting the Dundas and James Catlin and friends.
Thank you so much.
This has been Guided Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and of course, Aaron Green was with me. Thank you very much, Chikozy.
Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful day.
Blessings, blessings. Thank you.